this week. But right now, I've got Renee Doyle from Minnesota Child Protection League, who is the executive director. And there's some really wild things going on at the legislature. And I was warned about this about a month and a half ago by Dale, one of the chaplains at the Capitol. And not good. It's a House File 826. It's supposed to stop bullying, but it's a lot more than that. So, Renee, welcome to On the Way the Ridge Way.
Well, thanks, Paul, for having me in this afternoon.
Well, you know, you're on you're exec director of Minnesota Child Protection League Action. Tell us about the group.
Well, first of all, this is a very new group, and the group has come together for the sole purpose of just protecting children in general. We have two or three different things that we're very involved in, sex trafficking, and just basically it's all-round exploitation of children. So it came to our attention that House File 826 was going to be on a fast track through the Senate this year, this coming 2014 in February when we go back into session in Minnesota. It already was passed out of the House last session, but didn't make it all the way through the Senate. But it's ready to go, and it's the governor says he's going to sign it, and it is a falsely named bill. The name of the bill is the Minnesota Safe and Supportive Schools Act, or the Safe and Supportive Minnesota Schools Act. And there could be nothing that is further from the truth. And so we're just out here. We're trying to let people know that if there's anything in this next legislative session that they need to be just uberly aware of, and they need to have it on their radar, and they need to have their antenna up everywhere, it's about this bill. There's nothing else that could be worse that's coming up in Minnesota.
And this is House File 826.
Yes.
It's called the bullying bill. So tell us, I mean, it sounds in the name, oh, man, it's terrible, bullying. We don't want to bully people. And you're not for bullying. I'm not. No one is. But that's not really what this bill's about.
No. The sad part about it is, well, first of all, we have to say right out of the chute that who supports bullying? And children are just, you know, just pitifully abused sometimes, just repeatedly bullied in school to the point where they don't want to go to school. And we have parents that just, you know, come to us in tears and have a number of different stories to tell that are just, they're just saddening. And so we just have to get that out there right now. We certainly oppose bullying. But the problem is, and the tragedy is, that this isn't an anti-bullying bill. And if it were, we might be able to support something in it. But what this bill actually is this bill just absolutely is the hypersexualization and the exploitation of children to do something that just doesn't have anything to do with bullying. It completely restructures the entire educational system in Minnesota. It gives school districts and a curriculum that they've got to have now in every class. It sets up a new state bureaucracy to put in place these restrictions and these mandates that come on every public school in Minnesota. And it's a cost of $40 million every 2 years. And it's not paid for. It is an unfunded mandate to the districts. And if they don't comply, they can lose their local funding.
So, Renee, I mean, help me and our listeners. So, succinctly, why is it a bad bill? Because it's not really a bullying bill. It's really, one way is to promote a homosexual agenda. Am I correct in that?
Well, you know, what I would say is that the whole agenda is outlined beautifully in the governor's task force report. Now, at the beginning of 2012, the governor set up a task force to explore and prevent bullying. And out of that task force report, they said, what we have to do is we have to change the attitudes, the values, and the behaviors of all kids pre-K through 12th grade.
Well, I get nervous and I hear the word change the attitudes and values.
Yeah, and that's their key. The key to bullying, to stop bullying, is to take every child and begin through the use of curriculum, discipline, remediation,
indoctrination,
all kinds. Well, there's a whole list of things that we can talk about, and we just don't have time in this particular segment. But you have to know that every child in Minnesota, pre-K through 12th grade now, is going to be given material, you know, under the guise of prevention and intervention of bullying, that is so reprehensible But it has to be given to them because it's the only way that we can change the attitudes, the values, and the behaviors of all children. Just disrespectfully, just not even taking into consideration your own family values or your own personal values or the behaviors that you're trying to teach your children in your home.
Let me just jump in. I'm talking to Renee Doyle, Exec Director of Minnesota Child Protection League Action. And we're going to talk about also they have set up a nonprofit. They are a nonprofit, but they also have a action arm that we're going to talk about. But if you've got questions for Renee, this is very serious. If you've got kids in school, and I assume, Renee, is this just public school or is it going to affect private schools also?
Well, you know, when they came out of the chute with this, they were going to do this. They were going to implement this on all schools, all kids in, you know, through Minnesota, including private schools and homeschools. Now, that was found to be not constitutional at this point. So,
but they would have done it. They could have gotten away with it.
They were going to, yeah. And so that's been removed. However, the bill does say that private schools, consistent with their accreditation cycle, are encouraged to send their
encouraged
to adopt the policy and send in their incident reports to the state along with all the rest.
Well, if you've got a question for Renee Doyle about this bullying law, why it's bad, your comments, your questions, because I've got a few questions for Renee also, call us at 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499, or if you're outstate, it's a free call, 1-888-332-5169. But if you've got a child in school, this bullying bill is going to set standards of values that you probably are not going to agree with, and you should know about that, and we're going to talk a little more. But if you've got a comment or if you've got a question, you've heard about the bill, give us a call, 651-289-4499. Renee, what would be one of the values that they might just really say, hey, this is what you can't bully against, this is fine, this type of conduct, yada, yada, yada? Are there specifics already in the bill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's first of all, they maintain that we don't have a good enough bullying bill because it's only a couple of sentences long. But it says you can't bully for anybody for any reason. So it's very inclusive.
It's pretty inclusive.
Yeah. But now this bill actually enumerates who can't be bullied. There's special groups. But it says that bullying can be as little as just causing emotional distress or doing anything that's unwelcome.
Well, that's pretty dangerous, though, because I said, geez, you just caused me stress here today, Renee,
yeah,
being in the studio. And I'm joking, you know.
Yeah.
But it could be some excuse. Boy, a person can be accused of anything in a school.
Anything. But the intent here is that they have, by their own description, said that we need a cultural shift. We need a cultural shift.
Which means a value shift.
Which is a value shift. And the only way that we can make everything be equal, all diversity, and they specifically say sexual diversity, all diversity being equal, we have to train all of our kids from pre-K to 12th grade that everything is equal. Every kind of
conduct,
every type of
homosexual, cross-dressing, whatever.
We can go into the specifics of that, but it totally redefines the role of the school. Now they say they are going to take care of your physical health, the children's physical health, the mental health, and take care of their social emotional well-being and safety. And in I just like to know if there's going to be any time left in the day to teach them anything that would be academic.
Well, let's take a break. We're talking to Renee Doyle, who's the Exec Director of the Minnesota Child Protection League Action, talking about the bullying bill. It is not a bully good bill. It's a bad, bad bill. And you want to call in because this bill is going to force your children, K through 12, to have values taught to them and encouraged to them that we don't believe in. 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. We come back, we're going to get into more detail how bad this bill really is. Hey, welcome back. You know, I wish it was a happy show with great Christmas thoughts, but this is awful. I'm talking with Renee Doyle, Exec Director of Minnesota Child Protection League Action, and I'll tell you, there's a bill, House File 826, the Minnesota Legislature, passed last session, going to go to the Senate, and it's supposed to be about stopping bullying, but it's anything but that. And I got to tell you, I'm really upset as a parent. My kids are all grown up, but my grandkids. Renee showed me a booklet that's going to be used about kids doing masturbation, homosexuality, all kinds of stuff, showing parts of their body when they're little kids and explaining things. And just things kids not only need to see at that age, but also just about changing values. And Renee, welcome on the way with Ridgeway. We've got Senator Warren Limmer is calling in for you. So, Senator Limmer, you're on the way with Renee Doyle.
Hey, Paul. First, Merry Christmas to everyone.
Hey, thank you to your
Christmas,
wife,
Senator,
and your family. And by the way, it's Senator Limmer's son's music that opens up and closes our show on the guitar. So
we're very proud of him for doing that. I just want to say kudos to Renee Doyle and her organization. She's like a modern-day Paul Revere going around the state telling citizens and parents and grandparents what's in store coming directly as an assault on their children in our public school.
Hey, well, Senator, we got to stop this bill. I mean, that's in the House, passed the House, with DFLers going to the Senate. Can this bill be stopped because the DFL controls the Senate, Warren?
Well, I've learned one thing. Never say never in the legislature. I have seen things pass, and I have seen things abruptly halted simply as a result of more and more people getting directly involved with their legislators.
You know, Senator, I you probably have a comment or question or just at least comment here, but Renee's got a booklet. They're talking about it's perfectly normal. This is a booklet and material they're going to be using, Changing Bodies, Growing Up Sex. This material is absolutely not appropriate for any kid, K through 12, but here it is talking about masturbation is fine for girls and boys, showing body part, homosexuality. It's just unbelievable.
Interject here for just a second. Well, this is just one of the pieces that supplements. This is being used in some of the St. Paul school districts and different things. But this is an example.
Is that being used right now in school districts?
Yeah, this is actually unbelievable. We just need to let the parents know what's going on. The minute we let the parents know what's actually going on in the school, it's just unbelievable.
But there's no notification, you said.
And there's
this.
No. By the way, your child can be brought up for bullying someone, for causing emotional distress, and that can be just not choosing them on the team, or just whispering. And once they're,
or you didn't
up,
like their shirt, or
yeah,
sweater,
yeah, and they are, and they must apologize. And if they do not apologize, I mean, they are put face to face with the other person. The other person that supposedly is the victim has the whole community stands behind their chair. They ostracize the person that bullied, and the parent is never called. There's no requirement in this bill to ever have the parent of the bullied or the bullier to be called. So you don't, and by the way, you can report anonymously and you don't ever have to face the accuser. I mean,
this sounds like a communist. It's
unbelievable.
Of police reporting on your neighbors. Senators, can this thing be, of course, we've got to have people call their state senators. But who is carrying this bill, Senator, in the state Senate or Renee, who's carrying this horrible bill?
Well, Senator,
Dibble.
Yeah. Yes, Dibble. And
homosexual senator from St. Paul.
And Representative Dabney. And we just have to say, I mean, why do you think that local school districts are doing such a terrible job that you have to take away their independence? By the way, that's statutorial, that they have independence. Maybe we should just take away their ability to set a budget or hire their teachers or whatever. They know what they need for their kids at their local level. And it's insulting to tell the local school districts what they have to do and to change their entire curriculum. And you know what the bottom line is? It doesn't do anything to actually stop bullying. As a matter of fact, it just empowers the bullies.
Senator Limmer, your thoughts?
You know, the bottom line is we have to get citizens involved. I don't want to take over your program. Renee, is there a phone number or a website that people can call or contact to get more information from you on how to help get organized
and get the name of your state senators here calling them?
Absolutely, and thank you so much, Senator. You've just been a stalwart out there for children, and thank you for calling in on the show. Yes, our website is cplaction.com.
CPL, that stands for Child Protection League Action.com. Bill Rubin, my producer for the day, has put it on our website. Go to KKMS.com. The keyword is Paul, and you'll also see that CPLAction.com. And every one of us need to log on to that. I'm going to call my senator,
movie.
But I'm lucky I have Warren Limmer.
Yeah, they need to go there because we made a movie. And if you just go there and watch the movie, you get the whole picture. We'll show you where it came from, what they're doing, why we just are, a few years ago, we were upset about the education in Minnesota, just academic education when we had the profile of learning. This makes that pale in comparison. Oh, I am telling you.
I'm sitting here in studio and seeing what you showed me in print, what kids are being shown. You said today, even today in St. Paul, It's disgusting.
Well, you know, and it isn't. We have to remember that this isn't just the homosexual community. This is the complete hypersexualization just of kids in general. So they can be victimized by whomever. And that's the ultimate result. And you take, I was actually a clinical psychologist the other day. What happens when you put this kind of material day in, day out in front of kids? They have to act it out. They have to look at it. They have to listen to it. What happens then? The outcome is mental illness for these kids.
What about innocence?
Totally stolen. And if you are a homeschooler or you are a private school mom and dad, beware, because these kids are going to be given this material in the public sector and your children are not going to know about it. And guess who's going to be the victim? And you want to know, everybody has got to fight this bill. We have got to, the whole idea is, and by the way, we do have an alternative that actually is an anti-bullying bill, but that being aside, this bill has to go down in flames.
Now, Senator Limmer from Maple Grove on the line here. Senator, the state senator carrying this in the Senate is a homosexual, am I correct?
Yes, he is. He's self-proclaimed.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Senator Limmer, as we go along, and I'm going to get back to Renee here, and thank you for calling it, but I do want to have you warn you and some other legislators, especially senators, now that's going to go to the Senate, to be on the program at the beginning of the year, and just to talk about this bill. We had Dale Worthington, you know, I think isn't it Dale, the chaplain, who brought this to my attention a couple of months ago, and I praise God he did. And every one of you need to know about this bill. And if you've got any comments before Renee leaves in just a couple of minutes, call us at 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. And Senator Limmer, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Hey, God bless you. Renee, we've
thank
only
you,
got
it. God bless you, Renee. That goes for you as well.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you again. Merry Christmas.
Nobody's better than...
The door's always open. Give me a call.
All right.
If we had a whole legislature filled with Warren Limmers, we'd be doing fine.
Yeah. Well, there is good news. Can we give
our
listeners
we need
some
good
news
at Christmas. A little bit of good news.
All right. Here's the good news. Last year, the community that promotes this and Senator Dibble himself said this was a done deal. This year, they are recognizing and stating out front that this may be the most contentious issue of the next session in Minnesota. Now it is not a done deal. Thank and praise the Lord.
Yeah, we need to stop this bill.
It's a terrible bill. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you come down on. It doesn't matter what your sexual preference is. The exploitation of children, who's for that? I mean, it's one thing, tolerance is one thing, but this is not with our kids, not with our kids. So anyway, the good news is you can do something about this. You can go to the website, you can watch the movie, you can become involved, you can sign the petition, you can get on our update list, we just got a $25,000 matching grant. And we've got a few weeks to match that. That's another thing.
Praise
we've
the
got
Lord.
We are going great guns in this state, and just once people know about it, it's just a no-brainer.
But the most important thing is for people to contact their state senators.
They need to
know about the bill first. And you can go to cplaction.com. That's the webpage for Renee Doyle's group, Minnesota Child Protection League Action. And also you can go to kkms.com. KKMS.com, and the keyword is Paul. I'm sorry we don't have more time, Renee, to talk about this. This bill is very serious, but we need to have you back to talk about this, and we will do that.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
We need to do that, and all of us are concerned about our children, and we see government doing this stuff. I'm seeing a slide of morality that I never thought would happen in my lifetime, and yeah, my kids are growing up, but their children are being impacted by this, and my grandkids, and I want to protect their innocence and their future. So call and go to KKMS.com, see our keyword, Paul, and you will see all about this. So, Renee, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, when we come back, we've got so much for you. And we're going to be talking with a woman who was with me at a concert at Bethel. It was a great concert with a very famous person on Sunday.